You're nodding your head. Guys, we can see you counting.
Yeah. Well, I guess we should check, though, right? Make sure it's up and running.
You can do everything you want to. This episode is recording, so this is all canon.
Hold on a second.
What? Okay, now this episode is actually started.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's 50, a.k.a. Ferrari.
You're darn right, 50. This is 50.
Break it down.
Episode 50.
Woo! I die and I ain't got time to waste. Let's make
this whole episode is going to be us just nodding our heads and just listening to 50 Cent. Which the viewers on YouTube have no idea is going on.
We're not allowed.
Exactly. And we're kind of dry snitching on ourselves, but yeah. I mean, this looks completely asinine on the internet. We have to make this perfectly clear.
It's all good.
It's okay. So this episode 50.
50!
Ha ha!
Yeah!
Yeah. And another special occasion. I've long awaited for this day.
It's happened.
Oh my god.
I can't believe it's happened.
The king is dead.
Yes.
He's been late before, but he's never just completely no-showed. It wasn't a no-call no-show.
No.
But if you're listening to this, you can tell there's a voice auspicious by his absence. The Iceman did not cometh.
Not at all.
He out this week. Just like last week and the week before, Liam was back. Ice, no come. So, very weird analogy to draw, but we soldier on nonetheless. I mean, we gave you an acre of crap when you didn't show up.
Yeah, I think he deserves it in kind, for sure.
This is how it came across. It felt like Ice needed a mental health day. I don't know the circumstances.
No, I don't either.
It could be like the worst possible circumstances imaginable that led him. I would imagine it's pretty awful.
Yeah, but we're working with incomplete information here. Yeah, so we don't know. We're just assuming that he just no-showed.
A lot of conjecture.
Yeah, a lot of hearsay on our part, but it's all good.
We'll make do.
Yeah, we'll make do. That's all good.
It was a Chinese fire drill. Getting this thing off the ground.
That's racist, man.
Have the results come back any different from 23andMe?
Or no, not at all.
We're still the same. We're still really Chinese.
No. We're Vietnamese. We talked about it last night.
I know, but we're still a lot Chinese, though.
No.
We're a decent amount Chinese.
I mean, it's like 10% now.
Okay, it's something. So, you know, I can say that like for 10% of this episode, we'll be all good. I'm playing the percentages.
I guess so, man. But yeah, we're good.
You know this. Yeah. All right. Well, we've yammered long enough. We've listened to enough 50 Cent.
Ha ha!
Yeah! We can go ahead and start episode 50 by killing the music. Or are we just going to let it fade out? Let it ride out?
Fade it out.
Okay. All right. We're going to start the show. Episode 50. Hope you're watching on YouTube. It starts now. Podcast airing live on YouTube. You can find us on badslant.com, on Instagram and Twitter at badslant. Be sure to subscribe if you're not watching us live, which is a damn shame because we went through a lot of heartache to get this video feed up online through Jack's Windows device.
Windows-based machine.
Yes, very seldom are they used in these premises. but if you're not watching, you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, and I guess CastBox since...
Oh, God.
Liam.
Yeah, the beer tender.
He's not...
He's been on the show plenty of times to be able to... We can mention him by name.
Yes, he was the one who got us on, led us to CastBox. We'll mention his preferred podcast medium. Wherever you listen to us, though, give us a 5-star review and subscribe. And as always, support the show, badslant.com/support. Links to Amazon, Target, Walmart.com are all there. You can buy all kinds of junk or the stuff you need in your daily lives through our website link, and you'll help us out in the process. And in honor of it being our 50th episode, I can't believe we're actually here.
Yeah.
You can purchase from Walmart.com. an inflatable corner sofa for $50 from the good folks at Intex.
Nice.
I am a purveyor of the Intex products. I got an inflatable bed, which has served us well when we have guests over in the in the crib. The bed used to be in here before it became a studio, but you know, we'll throw up every now and then whenever somebody comes on over down in the living room. But they got an inflatable corner sofa. I had no idea this was actually in circulation or it even existed.
This is a thing?
It's an actual thing. If you need like that sectional kind of setup, but you don't have the time to stop by IKEA to grab one that, you know, will have wood and like actual like things to support it.
Wood pulp?
Yes. I guess that's mostly all their products.
Yeah, pretty much.
Perfect assumption on our parts. But you can get an Intex inflatable corner sofa for $50 on Walmart.com. So please, if you do decide to purchase, make sure you buy it through our link, badslant.com/support. Boom, bam.
Boom, bam.
Episode 50. Man, we made it.
Yeah, we made it here.
We're staring at the horizon of one whole year of doing this stupid show. Can you believe it?
I mean, yeah, because
it took a whole year for Ice to be absent. So we got to make that clear.
Yeah. It's been a long journey for sure. I mean,
been a ride, man.
We talked about how the impetus of the show, you know, in previous episodes, probably the first
what
one.
What was that again?
I don't. It's just we wanted to do it. We had talked about it for maybe 2 years. Someone moved away. And so we couldn't do the show.
It's kind of
ice. That's kind of
his absence seems to loom large over this show.
I know.
This entire enterprise.
It's okay. But yeah. So yeah, 50. I mean,
we're staring at a year.
We're
man.
Staring at a year. I mean, a year is what you want.
Maybe we'll have some fireworks for that one.
Ooh.
But
maybe
we've already had some pretty like huge bombshells like just kind of thrown at us here. So yeah. I mean, episode 50 obviously is a big one in and of itself.
Yeah. Try getting here. You know, all the hard work you've put in, Ice has put in.
I haven't definitely put in that much hard work.
I
installed this table.
This table has been a game changer.
Almost a year in the making.
I mean, because it definitely helps. Before we were, you know, our setup was we were basically at a bar with our equipment in between us, and we really weren't looking at each other.
Yeah.
So now we can make eye contact, and it's more of a conversation. Like, you know, we still have our equipment, but it's, you know, it's just like an insight into, you know, it took a while.
It's
but
like we're actually there. Talking to each other. For
exactly. Instead of us looking down and then looking to the left or for you, just the right. Yeah. But me, I'm looking left and right because I was sitting in the middle. So
poor you.
Poor.
Jesus.
Nah, it's fine. But, you know, it is what it is.
We did get a quite the woe is move, woe is me type vibe just now. It's fine. It's okay.
Come on.
Your neck is stronger for it. 48 weeks of just pivoting left and right.
Pivot.
Yeah, it's been quite the journey. I suspect things like this will happen more along the way, but we will become a more nimble enterprise, I think, for it. We'll be able to you know, I assume you guys will have varying degrees of responsibilities like ebbing and flowing over the course of however long this show will continue on. But we'll make do. And
yeah.
As long as my house don't burn down, we're gonna continue recording episodes.
We Gucci, baby. We Gucci.
I don't know what that means. where do we start? I had the worst idea in the world. Like, just with Ice not being here, I thought for a fleeting moment we should air our dirty laundry. And I think in our pre-show meeting, we decided that was a horrible idea. There's going to be an occasion. It's not that. It's not that I don't feel comfortable doing it. And, you know, I guess the part of me that is kind of holding back and wanting to you know, have like kind of a air out our dirty laundry.
Airing
like,
of the grievances.
Yes. Our festivus for the rest of us. Like, I kind of want the whole show like intact to do that. So we'll kind of drop that as a tease. But we'll soldier on and do the show that we are want to do. Because by and large, we have been doing episodes for the last, I don't know, say month or so, and we've been missing massive amounts of news topics on the stupid show sheet that I put together on a week-to-week basis. Now, I'm not going to put myself on a pedestal and say this is backbreaking labor, but there are times where I'm like scrambling, putting stuff together at the 11th hour, and I'm really like putting in some effort to get some topics for our discussions. We've missed so much. So,
well, it's, I mean, but
it's because the conversation has been good, and you know, it's good to like hang out with Liam and drink beers and do all that shit.
Yeah, exactly. We have plenty to talk about. There's so many topics out there. There's no shortage of topics out there. We can talk about just about anything: movies, sports. I mean, you know, the NFL is week one is right around the corner. I mean,
I don't even have that on the list.
Yeah, I know, but no, it's probably for next week, but, you know.
I don't know if I'll put it on the list next week.
I mean, we have, yeah, exactly.
Redskins are going to suck.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Scintillating content.
Yes, they're going to suck. We're calling our shot. I'm calling my shot right here, right now.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's weird. I think I've gone back and forth with what I think they're actually going to do. Either way, I don't think they're going to do well, but I do see like a 7-9 season in the scenario.
6-10.
There we go. We're not that far off.
Yeah.
Be that as it may, there's a lot that actually happened this week that we have to try to tackle. And
yes,
I don't think I even put on the Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch got engaged bit that I ranted on at the end of the last episode.
Oh my God. I don't even.
Still huge news, man. It's still huge.
Is it still trending on Twitter?
Oh my God!
Is that why?
It's still hot now because Seth was named the number one wrestler on the Pro Wrestling Illustrated Top 500.
I don't. Who's number two?
Daniel Bryan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. Your favorite.
Yes. Yes.
One of the best heels in the game.
Oh, so really, he's a heel right now?
He's super hot heel.
Nice.
But yeah. Don't even have that on the rundown. No, the big news for us, actually resonates with you, because I want to talk about things that make sense to you, mm-hmm. was D23. That is Disney's, what would you call it? Like their version of Comic-Con? Or...
Sounds. It seemed like I didn't even know what was going on. All of a sudden, a lot of news started coming out, and I was like, what's D23?
Like Disney Woj bombs dropping off left, right, and center. And look, we already emptied the clip, or we blew our loads when we got all the Marvel news from... what was actually Comic-Con. I guess that was back in June. But
was it?
I think.
Or July. I think it was July, right?
I think traditionally Comic-Con does happen in June, but it...
Maybe
they pushed the calendar back a few weeks this year. I don't know, but it seems fairly fresh, but all of a sudden, right on the heels of that, Disney does their own expo, and this is all to say that they actually have so much content that they can afford and they have the wherewithal and the resources to actually do their own type of expo event where they just drop all types of news. And
sure.
What was the first thing that you sent to me? I guess...
The Mandalorian.
Ah, yes. Was that the first thing you sent to me?
I think so.
It wasn't the Kit Harington bit?
Oh, it was the Kit Harington bit.
Okay. It was
we can talk about it. Yeah, that's fine.
Either or. But it was just funny because, I mean, we don't have to go too far into the Kit Harington thing because it was revealed this week that he's going to be a character in The Eternals known as...
I still don't know what The Eternals are. They're making a huge deal out of this movie. I have no idea what they are.
It is their... Would you call it like their flagship
Is this the tentpole? Is this movie forward?
I mean, they're all tentpoles, but I mean, like, Black Widow's the first one out of the shoot, but The Eternals is the one...
Did you see the poster for Black Widow? Did you see all
it's
that?
Pretty badass
poster.
Yeah, it's
pretty good.
Might be hanging in this here studio before long.
Yeah,
somebody's going to have to foot the bill for
David
the framing.
David Harbour's in there. You got to see him as the Red Guardian.
I'll pretend like I know what that means.
I don't know. It looked like he was the Russian knockoff of Captain America.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah. Probably roided out to death. The poster was badass. But as far as the Kit Harington news is concerned, the biggest thing for me out of that is that you have Robb Stark from Game of Thrones.
Right.
Christ, I can't remember his name. Richard Madden is his actual God-given name. He's a character in The Eternals. He's one of The Eternals. But he was most known for being on Game of Thrones as Robb Stark.
Throne Games.
Exactly. You are... man, I can't wait for you to do the live tweeting. Can we
we
have to continue to remind people that that's coming.
Like, it's coming. 2020.
Is it 2020 or not 2021?
No, 2020.
Okay, just making sure. But once you get there, you'll find you recognize these two jabronis from The Eternals, Robb Stark and Jon Snow, Kit Harington. They're both playing prominent characters in this thing. So that's what a lot of the Twitterverse was freaking out about. Oh my God, the Starks are being reunited. So that's as far as it goes for me because I have no idea. Again, we don't know who the Eternals are.
No.
We don't know why they're so important.
No.
But they're there. And Black Knight is supposed to be the character, I believe, is who he's playing. But
he's again, Batman?
I guess. I'm
Batman.
That's quite the crossover type of interconnected universe. That should be bigger news if that were the case. Damn, I didn't even put the whole Joker bit down on this whole run. It had nothing to do with Disney, but I didn't even watch the stupid trailer, honestly, if I'm being completely
honest.
I
didn't see it either. I mean, it is going to be a rated R flick, right?
So, I mean, I guess, I think that's been confirmed, but it's directed by the old school guy. Like, how great can it be?
Todd Phillips,
your guy.
Wow, my guy. He is my guy.
He's our guy. He's our guy. Sorry, I should have prefaced that better. But yeah, that's a wayside to what we were discussing here. But yeah, that came out this week. But I guess the bigger deal for the nerds at large was the trailer for The Mandalorian, which I actually thought I thought The Mandalorian included Boba Fett, or actually was about Boba Fett, but I guess it's not.
I don't think it is, but it looked great. I mean, it looked amazing.
I can't believe the resources that are being pumped into this thing. Like, yes, I know Disney, they're like robber barons where they're just they're throwing cash at anything and everything. Yeah. But it's astounding to see like the quality of the production that's coming out from all of these things.
The special effects was great, and hopefully they didn't blow their load on, you know, just the trailer.
Pilot.
Yeah, or the pilot or the trailer, right? You know how it is, but. I mean, Jon Favreau is the creative director behind it. He's the director. It looks great.
I mean, he's that dude.
Was it Ron? Who's
Ron Howard?
Not Ron. Who was that guy?
Who are you talking about?
The black guy in there. Ron Witherspoon. Ron was
John Boyega.
No, in the Mandalorian, he was in it. He was in the trailer.
I'll take your word for it.
And then who's the Gus from Breaking Bad? He was in. He was in the trailer too.
Oh, Esposito.
Yes, Esposito. Giancarlo Esposito.
There we go.
Nailed it.
Our powers combined.
Yes. Yes.
If he's Ice were here, he would have just distracted us from figuring that out.
Oh, I. What say you, Ice? All right.
Solid content as always. He's bringing it this episode.
He's in it as well.
Is there a cone we can put in that chair?
It looks amazing, man. And obviously he's going to be. You saw all the carbonite. That's the thing that kind of jumped out at me. His bounties were locked in carbonite.
Oh, so they're all locked in carbonite.
Yes,
okay. Yes, I thought that was just the one that I thought that was Han.
No.
That's what confused me. I thought that's why it was Boba.
Yeah.
I was wrong. Okay, so clear it up for me again. So I like Star Wars. I don't love it. I don't remember everything, but Jango is the dad. And
yes.
Boba's the son.
Jango is the source DNA for the clones.
Yes.
And then Boba is
actually his progeny.
Yes.
He has to raise him.
Correct. He was the unaltered clone.
The one he got to keep.
The one he got to keep from the I don't remember what they are. Whatever. The creators. Whatever.
The
God
people
forsaken
who did
planet.
The thing
yeah,
made more of him.
Whatever godforsaken planet they're on. So,
Well said.
Yeah, I know.
Jesus. I looked down away from our conversation for 1 second. You petered the hell out. Okay, I understand. I think I get it now. But it for it not being what I thought it was, it still looks pretty badass. And by the way, it has my boo, and this will play into my whole my older broad penchant, Ming-Na Wen.
Oh yeah. Wait, she's in that?
Joy Luck Club. Yeah, I believe she is confirmed for. Nice. Actually, I say Joy Luck Club. I should say Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That would be the cooler thing for me to have mentioned there.
Oh, yeah. She's in there.
She is confirmed for The Mandalorian. So, I mean, they've assembled all the pieces. And the whole Giancarlo Stanton guy. That's
he's going to be hitting homers out of the Yankee Stadium.
Right out of the park. That's going to be awesome. You have to worry because, again, if they put all the resources in the wrong pot, you know, it could be disastrous.
It could backfire, but...
Yeah.
I mean, it was one of the launch titles, right? So it's
yes.
good. Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm stoked for it. It looks
Day
amazing.
One.
Like what else was released?
They talked about along the lines of the actual streaming platform Disney Plus. So The Mandalorian's going to premiere on that.
Oh, did you hear that it's going to be episodic? It's not going to be like Netflix where.
Oh, Disney Plus.
Yes.
The whole thing.
Yes. Yeah.
That could backfire, but I'm actually okay with it. I've heard the feedback from other outlets where they read into that and they thought, oh, how could they compete with Hulu and Netflix by not dropping everything on day one? And it kind of annoyed me to an extent in that, like, the good television, not that long ago, like, the really good ones, Breaking Bad, like, that kind of became like the thing where people missed out on, they try to catch up on later. But by and large, like the really tentpole type TV shows, they still come out on a week-to-week basis. Like the only anomalies out of all that are like Stranger Things, where Netflix drops those in a batch. Like I'm talking like major tentpole guys.
Yeah. But even Hulu doesn't. Yeah, you're sorry. So
I think
Handmaid's Tale was episodic every week.
Yes, exactly.
I know it because I watch it.
Oh, that's unfortunate. but I mean, like, that's a tentpole for Hulu, and they're teasing it out as well.
Yeah.
So it's not unheard of. So I don't buy into the backlash or the outcry. It again, it's $6 a month for Disney Plus, or could be cheaper. But I mean, like, it's out there. It's going to be available at the palm of your hands. I don't understand that whole notion that it's going to lead to a drop off in the initial buzz for Disney Plus, or
no.
It's going to backfire at least
no.
up front.
Oh,
there's
no.
so many tentpole properties for this thing that it just doesn't seem like they can fail, even if they have this fakakta idea to do everything on a week to week. And by and large, they have the
they can change it, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They can change their minds.
Well, yeah. So they're not married to the idea. They just they're gonna go and set it up this way. So it's fine. I'm in the Hulu camp already.
You're in the ecosystem.
Yeah, I'm already in the ecosystem, right? We already talked about
sharing passwords.
We could. I could create. I could do that.
No, I'm sorry. You're not stealing from somebody else.
No, not at all. Oh, okay. So I'm already in the ecosystem. Okay. I'm good.
You're a better man than I am.
Yeah, I am. I totally am. But it's all good.
That's probably been long confirmed before tonight.
Yeah, so I mean we're stoked about it. I'm so excited about it. Like so stoked.
You're like Hawaiian about this. You're stoked, bro.
Yeah, brah. Yeah. Yeah, man. Hang 10, brah.
Sorry, I'm just pouring myself some more whiskey.
All good. It's all good.
Meal. We're just check the clock. We're only 20 minutes in. Hopefully. We're gonna get through topics.
Topics. And then I sent you boys a quick deal that was sent to me.
I saw this on Slick Deals actually. So
yeah, that's where I saw it. That's why I sent you the link. That was the
but
same
I'm saying,
thing.
Like, this is
But I didn't scoop you. I guess is what you're saying.
No, I knew about it. I knew.
Oh,
about
you
it.
Had to.
I knew about it because it's part of my daily routine. Like I'm down to about 5 websites on a day to day basis. It's like Cage Side Seats for wrestling a scuttlebutt, Eater DC for like news about food.
Unreal, man.
Yeah, news.google.com for for life. And I think the other one is
Twitter.
There's that too. Slickdeals.net.
.net. It's still .net.
The .net thing will bother me to no end, but it's still where I get all of my skinflint deals.
Skinflint alert.
It's where I found out about the Disney Plus deal that is, when you break down the math, it's not that impressive, but $140 for 3 years.
Yeah, so the deal was
pretty good.
Yeah,
still.
So you had to sign up for the D23 fan club to get the deal. So it's $141 for 3 years.
Right.
So if you do the math,
I should have changed them a dollar.
Whatever. Let's see. So it's
It's about $4.
Oh wow, really?
Or less than $4. It's like $3.90 or something. Someone will correct me in post, but it's shy of that. And
yeah,
again, the
yeah.
initial starting point. Is $6.
Yeah, so if you're really all in on
they're betting on everyone just signing up on day one and making it happen.
Yeah, so if you're all in on all the service, all the offering, and properties that Disney Plus is going to offer, then yeah,
it's like they were talking to us.
Yeah.
It's like they thought they're these.
Did you do it? I didn't do it yet.
I have not.
No,
I'm not the upfront type of guy.
Like, I'm not either.
You know, it's okay. So I won't mention. Well, you can I mention your employer?
Sure. Why? Okay. Who cares?
You are employed by the Amazon.
I'm an Amazonian.
There you go. I'm a month to month Prime member.
Oh, you don't pay it up front?
No.
Oh wow.
I think we got into the cycle where we'll do the whole family bit at some point, and you know we'll just do it for this month so Mrs. AJ can watch Downton Abbey, and then like the next month rolls by, and then the next month rolls by, and like Jesus Christ, we've been paying for it for like 17 months.
How much is it?
Like $13. It's asinine.
Yeah, you should pay it up front.
Yeah, we should.
You should pay
do
that up front.
We're dumb. Oh my god. So yeah. We're not. I guess personally speaking, we're not one to like front the cost, even if there was like a savings. I guess over 3 years, what is that like? $70
Yeah, I mean it's a significant.
That's
saving.
A pretty big.
They're not going to make the offer without saying, "Hey, you're going to save some money for it." Yeah, so.
I just did the math right now. Wow, that's hit me like a stack of bricks. We're doing it tonight. After this next whiskey goes down, we're paying
whiskey
for
drink.
I got a whiskey drink. Should we do a shot? I don't know. Do you have responsibilities? Oh wow, Jack's saying, pull it up.
Oh yeah, man. So it is a great deal, but. I'm still doing like I would still do once a month.
Okay, so you're not gonna jump in.
No, I mean I'm not gonna. I mean, if I mean
you,
I,
you got kids, bro, you gotta save money.
Yeah, well, I'm saving more money now. My son just went into public school.
Mazel tov.
But so this is for him, I guess.
For the boy.
So he started kindergarten this past Monday.
Butt excited for that.
He's very excited.
Damn.
And I'm happy about that. So we're saving money on daycare. Our daycare costs.
How happy are you to not be paying for daycare now?
It's like a pay raise. It's literally like a pay raise.
It's like a,
It's insane. It is insane. So when I wrote the first check after he's no longer going, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
It's like Jack.
And I'm doing that week to week.
Oh man.
So we're not paying that up front. So you can see how much that shit costs. It's it's worth it though.
Jack, we're gonna put you in a position to have as many as four people right underneath you.
I wish, man, but it's literally a favorite.
I'm happy for you guys. Yeah, I know it's a burden for you guys.
The way you look at it, if it is a burden, think about it, it's an investment. That's how I think about it.
Like sure.
I'm investing in his future. So I'm investing in setting him up for being in kindergarten. So
take your word for it.
That's how I look at it. I mean, it definitely was a big financial burden, but it's worth it for sure.
Word. Well,
word.
To that end, I will say cheers.
Mazel mazel.
This is not Malort. Since ice ain't here, we're drinking the good shit. this is again the Falls Church bourbon whiskey that he gifted on a birthday, which is close to being finished. So may have to make a trip out to Falls Church Distillery and reload. So
sweet.
I say cheers to that.
Mazel mazel.
Yo. I stared into the camera. As we did that. Man, that's good. Man, that is really good.
Smooth.
You know what's really good?
What's up?
How they're going to explain how Neo and What's-Her-Face are coming. Trinity. They're going to come back and be primed and ready for another episode of The Matrix. So you can tell. I steered the ship on this here run. Actually, on all of these rundowns are topic lists because they're all about movies because I have nothing but time and I fill them with movies. But there's nothing bigger in our universe aside from the Marvel stuff than The Matrix. It's like a seminal film to me. And I still watch it to this day.
The first one?
All of them.
Okay.
The other two suck. I still watch the trilogy, and you'd be surprised at how many times over the course of a weekend they will run the entire trilogy. And I will actually one of the first like real memorable moments in my relationship with Mrs. AJ. shocker! It was a night in college where I blacked the hell out.
Nuh-uh. Blacking out?
Go figure. So I was. Completely done for the following day, and as bedridden as I was in that condition, she stayed with me through thick and thin that day.
That's when you knew she's a keeper.
Exactly. She stayed with me, number one, as I just spat and just curled into a ball the entire day in a fetal position, and number two, we watched the entire Matrix trilogy that day together.
Damn.
Yeah. So the trilogy has a special place in my heart. Again, in spite of the fact that the other two movies suck.
They're not that good.
They're not good.
The second one was was supposed to be the okey-doke where it flipped on you and you're like, oh, wait, what?
What?
This is supposed to happen?
I guess I see that sentiment. You couldn't top what the first film was.
No. If they didn't expand it, because from what I hear and what I read, it wasn't planned to be a trilogy.
No, it was a cash grab.
Yeah, it was a complete cash grab. So the first movie on itself, if they didn't have a sequel to that one, fine. It could have stood on its own.
That's a walk-off home run.
Yeah.
If ever there was one in
exactly.
the film.
Yeah. So, I mean, but do you remember, I remember when that movie came out, I was working at Costco, and I played that movie all the time on the TV screens. And then the scene, because that's when Nokia phones were just like they were that new. So, like the one where he's like the Nokia where he pushes the side and it opens, like everyone was trying to get a case that mimicked that. I spent years. Yeah, I know. I had one.
Never came to fruition.
But that Nokia phone was just so awesome.
It was a cultural phenomenon.
It certainly was. That movie was a cultural phenomenon. I mean, I remember a lot of my buddies were like, "Have you seen The Matrix?" I was like, "I've seen bits and pieces," and they would look at me like, Are you serious? You haven't seen it all the way through? I'm like, no. They're like, you need to sit down and see. So the first time I watched it all the way through, it was like 2 a.m.
At work?
No, it was like after work, and then I went home and then just watched it from end to end, starting at 2 until like, what, 4 or something.
I think I know how you consumed it when you came home in those dreary hours of the late night.
Bootleg DVD.
No.
No?
DirecTV.
Ah!
We had the bootleg satellite.
Yes, bootleg satellite.
For those that don't know, if you've never utilized the DirecTV satellite experience, it was something in its early heyday. Like, it was the wild, wild west, where you had the satellite technology, which was pretty good at that point, but it was still prone to, what'd you call it, hacking? I don't know, like jailbreaking, I guess is the best way to put it.
Jailbreaking. So they had the set-top boxes. The set-top box.
And then you had a card to decode whatever your subscription was.
So to bootleg it, these people were programming...
Vietnamese people. What?
They were programming the cards so that you can get everything.
That's how I...
Because then you can watch all the pay-per-view movies, and I was like, I'm watching this.
Can I just say... That was the best time of our
life. It was awesome. We watched everything.
I don't have a lot of responsibilities right now, but like even in this context, that was probably like one of the pinnacle periods of my existence.
You could say your adolescence. How about that?
Sure. There were like dozens of pay-per-view channels just at my fingertips. Where
we watched a ton of movies. Yes. I watched Saving Private Ryan on there. What else did I watch?
Pam and Tommy Lee.
Oh, yeah, watch that.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. 2 o'clock in the morning. Timelines add up.
What else? There was so much. What was that? Ecstasy movie?
Oh, Go.
Go.
Go's a good one.
Saw that on there like a shit ton of times.
Still watch that now?
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
If it's on.
If it's on. Okay.
Very rare.
But I just remember you saying like, hey, they're going to say it right now. Watch. Go. They said it. Look, watch.
Yeah, yeah. They said the name of the movie.
Yeah, they said it.
He's rolling.
It was a different time.
Yeah. But as far as The Matrix goes, I watched that on the bootleg DirecTV setup. And this is one of those movies that actually confused people. Like the concepts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Very highbrow, very outside the box. The special effects notwithstanding, like just the whole like the idea of like, existence and you know like being manipulated by the inputs and outputs, that whole thing, like very confusing to people. I actually watched it in a way because we had the ability to watch so many different viewings of that.
Oh
like,
yeah, you can see it from different points in the movie.
Exactly, because the pay per view is like they were running nonstop on different
channels.
Yeah,
it's like 8 different channels.
So I caught the end of it and like, oh, that's what happened. But then I watched the rest of it from the beginning to like the middle portion where it got cut off, and I'm like, this makes perfect damn sense. Like everything that tripped people up about The Matrix, I understood in my first full viewing of the film because I got to see it in bits and pieces, and then I watched it in totality, and then like the brilliance just kind of washed over me.
So I think it's on the same level. So Inception is like that. It's like The Matrix. It makes you think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I liken it that Inception is. You know, the Matrix was
it's modern day parallel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So,
I still watch that too.
Three levels, right?
Sweet Christ, yes, all the way down.
Yeah, I mean, I had to watch
on this level. Oh,
you die. You die. Yeah, I mean, how many times have you seen Inception?
Oh, it's not. Where do I begin? I can't calculate.
Oh, okay.
Because it got caught on the to. the two different channels that really picked it up heavy, FX and Epix.
Epix.
Wow. Another. I guess they were trying to fashion themselves as the new HBO or
a new Showtime
movie channel, but like whatever. Yeah,
Cinemax.
I think they got exclusive rights to Interstellar. I'm sorry, Inception.
Did they really?
I think they did.
That's weird.
For a stretch, at least.
Yeah, they usually have it for only like limited periods.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
Yeah. Or maybe it was HBO. I have no idea.
Who cares? They're all the same.
All I know is
HBO.
I watched the shit out of that movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I got very familiar with the context, the ideas and the idea of being three levels and all that. But but yeah, what the hell are we talking about again?
The Matrix.
Oh, Matrix. Yes. So all of that takes us back to the Matrix. I have no idea where the hell they're going to
go. Yeah,
where
are they going? When do they start shooting? I have no idea what's going on.
I don't know. Like,
it just got announced.
All they said was confirmed Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss.
2022 is when it's...
The release?
Yeah.
Or the shooting date?
No, when they're expected to release.
They're going
to
release it next year?
2022, not 2021.
Oh, 2022. I'm sorry. I heard 2020. I'm blacking out. Okay, that gives them a nice runway.
Yeah.
But I would think they're going to spend half of that time trying to figure out how do we retcon it so that they don't die at the end of Matrix 3.
So where are they going to go? I mean, because Neo has died.
He dead.
He's dead, unless he is in...
Liam was back, Neo dead.
Yeah, unless he's going to be reincarnated within the Matrix and somehow he jumps out of the goddamn Matrix.
Like his consciousness survived in that whole transaction.
Well, just like how it survived in the previous movies, right? Like, his character was an amalgamation of all the other Neos that came before him.
It was the remainder of a subroutine.
Yes, exactly. What? Yes.
I don't know math. but yeah, like, the math... for this equation does not add up. So I'm interested to see how they kind of work themselves out of this very tight box, because again, they kind of painted themselves into a corner where they gave this whole trilogy a very definitive ending. Like,
yeah,
if Neo's entire arc is very firm and or kind of loosey-goosey, Trinity's is dead on firm. She got a spear through the heart. She's dead.
Yeah, see, I don't understand where they're gonna go with this.
There was no cables that came in to rescue her and rejuvenate her tissue beyond that point.
Well, they're the only two actors who have been confirmed for the movie.
And what's his face? Morpheus is out here like, I've been alive the whole damn time and nothing. Not a thing. He's over here just clapping at pigeons in John Wick and then nothing's going on beyond that.
Yo, that fight scene, in the first movie, the fight scene between Neo and Morpheus was the shit. I saw that scene alone. And I probably watched it on pay-per-view like a gajillion, so many times.
Are you choking on your spit?
Yeah, I'm choking on something.
Just thinking about that scene.
Yeah, I got an upchuck or something. I don't know.
You know what's funny? So when our DirecTV thing went to shit,
yes.
I went out and I think I bought the DVD. Either way, I ended up with the DVD.
Right.
And it just that thing went right into the my DVD TV combo machine and just nonstop for months, if not years on end, just to keep me entertained for a time.
Yeah,
because if you think I'm doing nothing now, I was doing way less back in those days. I didn't do shit but watch The Matrix and Episode 2 from Star Wars. Oh, God, it was a bad time.
Attack of the Clones?
Attack of the Clones.
Oh, my God.
Or Season 3 and or 4 of Friends. So, you know, just kind of...
Probably 3 and 4.
Just rotating those DVDs.
That makes sense.
In constant circulation.
That makes sense.
But, yeah, the whole Matrix bit... you know we're going to be there day one. I may even pay full price, but I can't wrap my head around how they're going to actually walk back everything that has already been decided in the arc or the canon for this franchise.
Canon.
But it has such name brand value with us that we can't avoid it. We can't even if they make missteps along the way, you're going to be there regardless on day one to see how this plays out.
Yeah, I mean, everything's getting remade or rebooted, right? So for them back then, it was an original I, you know, it was an original creation. It was, I mean, it had its own storyline. They had the ancillary stuff, the external stuff as well. Did you ever see the animated Matrix, Animatrix, or whatever?
I believe you're spot on, the Animatrix.
Yeah.
No, I did not.
What? It's pretty good.
Some bridges are too far. And the Animatrix was a bridge too far for me.
I guess
the whole anime bit. Like, look, you've tried to impress upon me the value for some of these franchises.
Ghost
in the Shell and all that stuff.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, I barely watched it, but
exactly. See, yeah. No, barely resonated with you.
No, the Animatrix for sure, but Ghost in the Shell.
But that's what they. That was the whole premise. Like, hey, do you like The Matrix? Well, here it is in anime form. And
well, it was different types of animation. It was like, you know, there was the anime, like the anime style, and then they had.
So it wasn't just anime, is what you're saying?
No, it was like there was one that was more like CGI. So
somebody lied to me that day.
Yeah, yeah. Whoever told you that was, I mean, the first
goddamn one was liar.
Yeah, so it was,
maybe yeah. I'll go back and watch it.
You should.
Probably won't.
Probably not, though.
Yeah. Let me just see Flesh and Blood and Matrix characters, and we'll be all good. So we're excited for that. This one hit me like a ton of bricks this week. I think it was actually after we finished last week's episode, like maybe the day after.
What is it?
Who sent the thing that said, Bob... Was it you?
Yeah.
It was the Bob Odenkirk tweet that said, the Breaking Bad film has already been filmed.
Yeah, they finished filming the movie.
I'll paraphrase where he says, I can't believe that they've been able to keep it under wraps to this point.
Right?
Which is insane.
I can't imagine.
Like a full-fledged feature-length movie that has been in development, shot, and in post-production, and now they have... teaser trailers.
Right.
They have a confirmed release date and a
October, right?
October. I forget the date exactly, but it's in October. And then a platform, not a theatrical release.
Nope.
It's on the Flicks, which I have plenty of questions about, but we'll start with at the beginning. How did you come across the thing? Like, were we just like scrolling through
the
scrolling
tweeters? Through? It was the tweeters.
You're heavy in the game on the tweeters?
Well, I go there for news.
For everything.
Not everything, just for news.
Lifeblood.
No.
Shoe news.
I guess.
Schnooze.
Schnooze. No, I oh yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Sorry, at Sneaker Sleuth. Twitter.com/Sneaker Sleuth. Yeah.
Yeah, so they do have a teaser trailer, and it is directed by Vince Gilligan.
Oh.
Writer is
Vince Gilligan?
Yeah.
And then
stars Aaron Paul, Charles Baker, of course.
Is there a mention of whether Mr. Walter White is he listed in the starring credits?
Not yet.
Okay.
No, it's just
that's going to be heavily guarded secret. It sounds
yeah,
like.
they're not going to release that.
Okay, so I should preface this: the name of the film is El Camino, but subtitled a Breaking Bad movie, right?
Yes.
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 Which is kind of bizarre titling, but. They didn't have Pinkman, Aaron Paul's character, featured at all in the teaser.
No, not at all.
It was some dude being interrogated.
Yeah.
I assume by local New Mexico Albuquerque police.
Yeah, asking, like, hey, where have you seen him? And that character was saying, look, man, he can't believe what the cartel had done to him.
Right.
Making him cook.
Was the guy in the teaser actually in Breaking Bad?
I don't think so.
He didn't like jump off the.
No, not at all. I didn't know he was.
Okay.
I mean,
I thought I missed something there.
So we go back a few weeks, maybe a few months. Aaron Paul had leaked and released. Had teased that there was something big on the horizon.
Oh my God!
Do you remember that? It was the biggest okie doke ever. So
we talked about this here, I think.
Yeah, he.
So pissed.
It was so everyone was like, "Oh my God, they're going to." Everyone was speculating that he was going to say, "Oh, we have a movie or some kind of new Breaking Bad."
It was like an Instagram post.
Yeah.
Like them climbing up a mountain together. Yeah. Like shirtless. Yeah. And like, oh my God, I'm starting stroking right here, right now.
Yeah, it was Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul doing that. So everybody was like freaking out about it. And then the next
day,
your
press and company included.
Yeah. The next day, it was an announcement for their new collaborative,
their artisanal mezcal.
Yeah, their mezcal. I'm like, what? So that squashed it, which, to be honest, was a bit of subterfuge, if I had to say. That was, and it was pretty good.
You think so now?
I think so.
You think it's a long game they're playing?
Maybe, I think, well, maybe it was just, you know, it was very convenient that they were like, hey, there's something big on the horizon. And then now they're like, okay, it's just our mezcal. That's it. And so that kind of quelled everything. So I think that definitely helped.
It didn't quell anything. It put a wet blanket on everything.
Yeah.
Like you tease the biggest possible collaboration or a reunion you could possibly have, which is another Breaking Bad spinoff or a sequel, a movie, whatever you want to call it. And then you kind of land with a dud with this idea that they're coming out with their own booze.
It was pretty bad. Like, not pretty bad. It was awful.
Like, it was the biggest cock tease to
It was
every
a big middle
ride.
Finger to everybody.
Yes.
But I wasn't mad.
I'm not drinking that mezcal. I'm not drinking that tequila.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
I mean, I wasn't mad at him. Maybe I was
I'm
for
still
a while.
Kind of mad.
But, I mean, but now they're going to come out with El Camino. It's set right after the ending of Breaking Bad.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
You confirmed?
Confirmed.
Okay.
Yeah. It's set after that, so I'm so stoked to see where they go with this. And, like, we want to know what happened. So at the end of Breaking Bad, if you hadn't seen it,
somebody got popped.
Yeah, somebody got popped.
Dub.
Jesse Pinkman rides off into the sunset in an El Camino.
It smells like...
I think
bandage.
So, right?
What the hell are we listening to?
I don't know.
Is this the soundtrack to Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
Sweet Christ.
Dead Fingers Talking.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's a perfect name for the show, then. Or the movie, whatever. I don't know. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so this is set. This will.
We're literally following him.
Because after the Breaking Bad finale, everybody was speculating what happened to Jesse Pinkman because he rode off into the sunset. He had escaped the cartel. They had. Spoiler alert. If you haven't watched Breaking Bad, go fuck yourself. Literally, it's like one of the best
shows ever. AJ, turn the volume down now for about 30 seconds.
Jesus,
and go.
All right, so he rides off into the sunset after escaping from the cartel that had been keeping him hostage. So he was cooking methamphetamines for them and basically as a slave. So
meth slave.
A meth slave in more ways than one. And he finally escaped his captors and was able to ride off into the sunset. And that's the last you saw of him. So now we get to see what happened to him afterwards. So hopefully Vince Gilligan can kind of capture the same tone. And you know, capture that magic of the Breaking Bad series, which I think he will, especially with Aaron Paul involved. And
Aaron Paul.
Aaron.
Yeah. You don't watch Better Call Saul, I assume.
I watched a few episodes of the first season. It is very slow.
The first one's probably the hardest one to digest. I'll say that.
Yeah, it was god awful slow. Like
Show's still good, but it's just it moves at a glacial pace.
It's very glacial.
And again, you're working with a spin-off situation, and it's not with the core guys. And what the hell? Man?
No, no. I'm just going through this.
Hold you on. Gotta flip through this, Jesus. But I'll forgive you if you haven't stuck with it the entire way. But I do think where that show is going is moving back towards the tone and the pace and. The feel for what Breaking Bad was. It took
Better
some
Call
time.
Saul?
Yeah. So I think they made a conscious effort to try to build a different or unique kind of character to that show, but in the same universe. So I think we're just kind of working back with it in that narrative. So I think they know how to navigate this this story arc and this universe that they've built for themselves. So if you have any trepidations on that front, I kind of feel like you can probably put him to rest now because it's in the back of his mind. They know where they're going, and what for me is the most confusing part is that they're doing it on Netflix. Like, where the hell did that come from? Because perhaps Netflix.
No one watches TV anymore, man. Like network TV.
But I think what is the Walking Dead movie, is that going to be an Amazon produced or AMC produced thing? I think it is.
I guess so. I don't know.
But I mean, like they're so intertwined with AMC. Like, I don't know how they just managed to say, okay, screw it. We're gonna do it with Netflix now. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess Netflix is big enough as a platform where they don't lose anything in that sense.
Not at all.
But it'll be interesting to see how that the whole thing plays out. And
well, it's just the release of the movie, so we'll see how it goes. I mean, if they. I don't think there's a lot that you can do after the movie, but I'm not the creative force behind it. I'm not Vince.
You know what? Now that I think about it, like this literally just occurred to me as we're talking through this thing.
Uh-huh.
Breaking Bad became the it reached the stature that it did basically through Netflix, even though AMC produced the show.
Yeah, I jumped on the show because they only had the first two seasons of it.
Yeah.
And then afterward, you had to watch it through AMC. So it was kind of like a good tease to say, hey, this is great to jump on.
You had to finish it on AMC.
Yeah. I mean,
but Netflix kind of just propelled it to.
I couldn't believe it was on Netflix already. Like, right? Like for the first two seasons. And then you jumped on to the last three or four.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that, right?
That's crazy. I think Game of Thrones kind of followed the same arc, too.
It had to.
Yeah, because I think I got in on Game of Thrones through Netflix as well. Pretty wild. But yeah, okay. So that now, as we talk through this, I've searched my feelings. It makes perfect damn sense. I'm good with it. Did you actually like the teaser?
It's a teaser trailer.
It didn't give me dick.
Yeah, it really didn't give you anything.
No one gives me dick. Let me make that clear right here, right now. I didn't get a lot out of it.
It's just like, okay, like, you know, it's just kind of reintroducing you to the character of what happened to Jesse Pinkman at the end of the series. So
what do you think about this? That's pretty much all it did.
Yeah.
They said the words Pinkman, and you're like, oh!
Like, oh, my God!
You're supposed to mark out for that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I didn't go into full mark mode, but I was like, all right, I'm in.
I mean, I loved the Breaking Bad so much, so maybe.
Will you watch Better Call Saul?
I'll
tell you this. Season 2, better than 1.
How many seasons are there?
I think 3. Season 3, better than 2.
Are they continuing to do the series?
I haven't heard anything about season 4. I imagine they're kind of giving this one, El Camino, like the runway to kind of like build that interest back up again. But yeah, I assume they're going to continue on because the whole Better Call Saul thing is about him becoming Saul. So you're getting him...
Saul Goodman?
Yes, you're getting him all the way back at when he was becoming a lawyer and then, like, into who he is at the end, or in Breaking Bad, as Saul Goodman. So it's definitely a slow build.
Very slow.
But we're getting to where he is Saul Goodman now. Right. So preface it that way. If you're interested, you don't have to do too much recon, but... If you have some free time, I would say it may be worth your time.
I love... maybe I'll just watch the original series, Breaking Bad series, pick that up, just to see where the new
one... You want
to
watch it with Mrs. AJ? She's got to start from scratch.
She's never seen it?
We've talked about this!
Okay, I vaguely remember it. I just blacked it out of my mind.
Let me say this. I believe you guys are equal as far as who spoiled what for the other person, because she spoiled Daredevil for you. And then you
I did.
Yes, so.
I spoiled it for her. Take that, Mrs. AJ.
There's a pleat in your cape. And then you spoiled Breaking Bad for her because you mentioned the finish, the coup d'etat.
And she's like, what?
Huh? Because I kept telling her, watch the stupid show. And she's
the show's so good.
It's pretty good. But then she watched Downton Abbey, which has its
Downton Abbey?
Has its own movie coming out, by the way.
The fuck is that?
Exactly. I think if we're talking episodic television on cable, that's...
Does right she watch, there. Like, Doctor Who, too?
No, thank Christ.
Thank God. I think that's coming to Amazon, right?
Like I need to know who the ninth Doctor is.
Who the fuck is the ninth Doctor?
I don't know. Wasn't it Cumberbatch? I don't know.
I don't even know. I really don't care.
What I do care about, man, what? How much time we got? Oh my God, there's time! Oh my God, I've been waiting to talk about wrestling for like 9 weeks on end. Holy Christ. Yeah. Oh my, I don't know if this is going to resonate with you at all, but I don't care. I just need to get the evil out. We're on the precipice of another... I want to stop short of calling it a golden age for pro wrestling, but we might be on the precipice of just that because we've had the big dogs. We did our WrestleMania preview show back in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
I think I tried to shoehorn a SummerSlam show into the fray, and you guys gave me the stiff arm of death. Just like never, like go pound it up your asshole. But now we're here. It's a dawn of a new era. We're talking about a new, brand new, from scratch wrestling promotion called All Elite Wrestling.
All Elite Wrestling. What is that?
They are, they're like a modern day WCW, I guess.
Oh, they are like
so much so that they're actually on the old network that WCW used to be on. So WCW Nitro was on TNT.
Correct.
So now...
Oh, that was the Monday Night Wars?
Yes.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Now we're going to have the Wednesday Night Wars. It's a big deal.
Wednesday?
Wednesday is going to be the night for wrestling.
Oh, my God. So is it no longer Monday Night Raw?
No, Raw's going to be a thing.
Okay.
So this whole new promotion starting off is huge in and of itself. So they tried to plant a flag for themselves to say, Wednesday is going to be our night. And then the WWE said, all right, we ain't running SmackDown that night. We're not going to run Raw that night. What else could we run on Wednesday night? Oh, by the way, we have this other indie-ish promotion called NXT.
Oh, they're running that on... Where were they before?
NXT is the WWE's quote-unquote developmental league where they train up their young guys to become like the superstars of tomorrow, and they ran it on their own streaming platforms. We talked a whole shitload about Netflix and all that whole thing. So they got this whole WWE Network thing that they can run NXT on whenever the hell they want. And I think they do like episodes on Hulu or whatever the hell else. But this is where they air it on a week-to-week basis on Wednesdays. So they started kicking around this idea for a stretch, and in the last week or so, they decided, all right, we're doing it. We're going to put NXT, which was originally a recorded TV show.
Okay.
And now it's
going to be... Heavily edited.
Heavily edited. Only an hour long. And now it's going to be 2 hours.
Oh, God.
Live on Wednesdays. Going head-to-head with the new AEW product.
So is the AEW product going to be live as well?
Yes. Okay. And I should say, I will be there. At the, the Capital One Arena?
Cap One.
I was going to say Verizon Center. Capital One Arena.
The credit card.
Yes. The premiere episode for AEW on TNT.
Are there any heavy hitters? I'm sorry, I'm totally new to this.
I will catch you up to speed.
Are there any heavy hitters?
We don't have to do everything in one episode.
Any superstars that are joining the AEW that have defected or maybe that were in the WWE before? Any big names?
So the first name associated with WWE and AEW is Cody Rhodes.
Oh,
he is the son of the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, brother of Dustin. Yeah. So he was actually like probably the biggest name to be associated with promotion in that he said, I think I'm worth a lot more than what you're giving me right now, WWE. And he's a guy who's done like all sorts of characters, all type of work for years.
Goldust.
His brother was Goldust.
Oh, his brother was Goldust.
Yes. But he got a gimmick called Stardust.
Nah.
Kind of like Goldust, but kind of like...
The broke version of Goldust?
Broke dick version of Goldust. I couldn't say it any better. So that kind of flamed out, and he thought he could be doing more, and they said, nah, we think you're this kind of loser little brother guy that that you are. So he said, okay, just let me out of my contract, and I'll go wrestle in gyms and mingle halls. And he did just that. And then he ascended through, like, the indie ranks, and, like, he went off to Japan, and, like, he's king shit. And he's like, instead of going back to WWE now and, like begging them for more money, I'm going to find my own promotion. I'm going to build my own promotion. Actually, before even doing that, he put all his chips into one pay-per-view event.
Oh, so he was the one who did that.
All in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was before even the whole promotion got
off
the ground.
It was
just one event.
Yeah.
So him and a tag team called the Young Bucks, they decide, okay, we're going to put all our chips on the table right here, right now.
Right.
They went all in.
Mm-hmm.
And they sold the place out within 4 minutes.
Yeah.
It was done in Chicago.
Competition is good.
Yeah.
Especially in any type of entertainment event. Like, UFC has Bellator. Bellator is like the redheaded stepchild in MMA. But
yeah, the
like
broke dick version of the UFC. Yeah.
But the competition is good. I mean,
it's great.
Yeah, it's great because everyone wants
the
to
Monday
see,
Night Wars were great.
Everyone wants to see more content. I mean, even the NFL. Like, you're gonna have the XFL starting in February after the Super Bowl.
Oh God, yes.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, people want more. Yeah. So, and they're willing to see, like, hey, what's this other promotion? Or what's this other league?
And apparently they'll spend money for it, too.
Yeah, as long as it's, you know, marketed it's well. Reasonable. And it's reasonably priced. I mean, who wouldn't? Like, Jesus Christ.
So, I think the all-in pay-per-view that they did went so well that they attracted the attention of investors.
Uh-huh.
And they got the attention of one investor in particular, the son of Shad Khan. If you don't know who Shad Khan is...
He's the owner of the Cleveland Browns? No, Jacksonville Jaguars.
There you go. You're so close, and you nailed it on the second try. Yeah. Well done, sir. I think he owns a soccer team, too. I don't know. But he...
Whatever. Probably does. A football... It's a club.
Who the hell knows?
Who knows?
So the son, Tony Khan, is a huge wrestling mark.
Oh, nice.
So he's all read in on everything that's going on with these guys. So you got Cody, you got the Bucks, and then they got... I think kind of the real linchpin in all this, a guy named Kenny Omega. You have no idea who he is. I can tell when I said the word, your eyes roll to the back of your head.
It's just glazed over.
He's got credibility on the Japanese side.
Oh.
So that's like the other big wrestling.
So are they
right
going
now.
To promote there as well? Is that
Not yet.
They're gonna
here specifically, but this guy, a quick cliff notes. He's Canadian-born.
Canadian.
He went to Japan because he's all in on Japanese wrestling.
Shout out to Japan.
He ascended from being your traditional gaijin.
Gaijin.
Like gaijins don't reach the top of Japanese wrestling ever. And this guy became king shit in Japanese
Cody
wrestling.
Cody Rhodes.
No, Kenny Omega.
Oh, Kenny Omega. Sorry. I wasn't tracking.
Follow along here, sir. He reached the very pinnacle of Japanese pro wrestling, which outside of the U.S. is the biggest pro wrestling market on the planet. So he reached the very tippity top of that, and he's friends with the Bucks and Cody, and they were in the same group over there, and they said, okay, we need you on board to give this thing some teeth.
Oh, nice.
So they rope his ass in, and now this thing is taking off like a freight train. Like, it's growing down the tracks. There's no stopping it.
Are there any of the Japanese wrestlers that are going to be part of the AEW?
We can get into that at a later date. I don't think that relationship has fleshed itself out just yet.
Okay.
There may be some reciprocity going on at a later date, but they're not quite there at this point. But... you have all these wires crossing at this point. So they had the all-in event, which was kind of the precursor, and then they launched the brand, and then they go into their first big event as a brand, which is called From All In. Now they call it Double or Nothing. Hi-o! So they do that event, and that's when they put their dick on the table and say, all right, so this is where we're really going to go all the way in. So they recruited Chris Jericho.
The Walls of Jericho?
Both. All four of them, if I can count correctly. Yes, all four Walls of Jericho. They got him on board because he did the whole Japanese thing as well.
Nice.
And, you know, he's kind of floating in between. Like, WWE doesn't really want him anymore. So they rope him in. And then they do the Kenny Omega bit, all that. And big move. You have no idea who this guy is either. Dean Ambrose from the WWE shows up at that event.
Is that a big thing?
He's big in the sense that he was a member of the Shield.
He's that stable?
Yes. There you go. Jack's just dick waggling right now. He's so on top of the world. But he left the WWE in a huge kind of snit. Probably the biggest departure that you could see coming in quite some time. So he made a point to say, I'm not signing my contract, and then it got leaked. And then, you know, it becomes news, everyone starts picking it up, and, you know, everyone thinks he's going to go to AEW, or they think he's working us and he's going to go back to WWE. He shows up at the end of that pay-per-view as the huge get. He takes down Kenny Omega, like, sets the place on fire.
Wow.
Like, yeah. So that's the shot. That's the shot across the bow that really establishes AEW. So, all that is to say, we're on the precipice of seeing that brand go head to head with basically the WWE's NBA DL.
Yeah, and I mean, the WWE is
they're the NBA.
They're the end game.
This is the G League that they're going head to head with first.
But there, like I said, there's always room for competition.
Yes.
Now, maybe AEW...
Man, now I know why we didn't talk wrestling before this, because it's just me nerding out for 27 minutes.
But it sounds like they're going to carve out a niche, and they'll find that niche. I mean, however the niche will be, it's just going to be a smaller promotion. But it can happen. It can work. Like, you know, like if... Because there is no other option for these wrestlers. Either WWE or you go and work at, like, a fucking YMCA and shit.
Well, there are other promotions out there. They just don't do it right.
That's what I'm saying.
They suck.
These guys
Impact sucks.
Yeah, right. These guys know what they're doing.
You don't know what Impact is. It's okay.
What?
It's fine. Impact sucks. Like, MLW, like, ROH. What? Like, exactly. Like, these don't... None of these names have any name value. But because of the guys who are associated with this new brand... Everyone's freaking the shit out, like, oh my god, these guys could actually do it.
It looks like Dustin Rhodes is on it.
Exactly. He just signed a multi-year deal. Nice. Boom, bam. So they're going to go head-to-head on Wednesday nights. Bam. And what happens from there is anyone's guess, because the WWE still has, like, the big guns. They got Raw, and they're going to put SmackDown on Fox.
Fox proper?
Yes.
Holy smokes.
Not FS1. Fox.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem. So they're basically encircling all these other assholes and saying, okay, do what you will. We have, like, the big dog networks already, like, lined up behind us. So give it a shot. You're going to go against our D-League, and we'll see what happens. But
That's cool. If they destroy NXT, WWE and NXT, then that's great for them.
I guess, but I love NXT. I think I preached it a number of times on the show.
A lot.
NXT is...
It's a lot.
Can you imagine if the WWE did, like, pay-per-views for, like, 3 years, and, like, all of them are good, and then all of a sudden they just stop being good because they decided to put it on cable?
Yeah, that would suck.
That's my fear that I have right now. They've been good for, like, three years at least.
Because of the NXT.
NXT has been good for, like, 3 years because they haven't had, like, the fingerprints of other people, like...
Oh, like mucking it up.
Mismanaging it and, like, yeah, getting in the way of things. But that's my fear. But all that is to say, I'm excited to see where this goes from here. And I thank you for indulging me.
That's all I can do, man. I can indulge.
Can we start a Bad Slant Wrestling podcast? Bad shoot. there's a million different ways I can go with this. Oh, man. Well, I think we know this never would have happened if Ice was here. But
well, he's not here, is he?
Yeah, exactly.
He's not here, is he?
Bitch ass.
His bitch assness.
We should say thanks, Ice, for cutting up this episode and making sure it sounds okay with the post production.
Oh yeah,
we thanks, appreciate man. That. But hopefully we see you next week, buddy. Hope everything's okay. Hope you enjoy your mental health week.
Everybody needs a mental health day.
I'm just saying.
But you know, you're. I guess your
wind
attendance
beneath our wings?
Yeah, your attendance is spotless. I am still a leader in the clubhouse in terms of number of absences recorded.
Is his attendance record spotless, or is it mine?
Yours.
Okay, thank you.
It was
me or him? I was confused.
It was yours, John.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
But yeah, now Isis has a blemish, so we're just waiting for the day that you're, like, puking in the bathroom and can't do the show within your own home.
If you order a bad round of McDonald's and I get food poisoning, that's the only scenario here. But I don't see that happening, even in the worst circumstances.
Nice.
Iron intestines. I don't know.
What the fuck?
We need to do another show. All right. We thank you for enduring this this two-man weave.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Jack is clicking his heels and he's flipped his bat. But I think we're going to have something cooked up for maybe not next week. But we actually did.
We'll figure it out.
Anyway. But we're looking at the one-year anniversary for the Bad Slant podcast. So stay tuned. We may have some things cooked up for that. Until then, we appreciate you listening to this episode, watching on YouTube, wherever you are. We thank you for that. And we'll catch you all next time.
Peace.